Arianna Huffington. The Rise of the Introverts. Introverts rock. People often think that a big, vibrant personality is needed to succeed in the workplace. That simply is not true. Often it is the quietest people who have the loudest minds. Unfortunately, many introverts feel excluded, overlooked, or misunderstood, and our workplace cultures are still skewed toward extroverts. The hopeful news, however, is that introverts are finding their voice, and the world is starting to awaken to the power of introverted leaders. When I wrote the first edition of The Introverted Leader 8 years ago, it was before introversion was part of the global conversation. Back then, people asked me if the title was an oxymoron. How can you be a leader and an introvert? They asked. One reporter writing on the subject told me that she couldn't get any senior leaders to admit on the record that they were introverts. The bias about quieter leaders was pronounced. I continually had to explain how introvert traits such as listening, preparation, and calmness are great qualities found in excellent leaders. My consulting work had shown me the need for a book that laid out a framework for introverted leaders to succeed. Though I searched, I couldn't find any books on the topic, so I decided to write one.